Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Rock the Prototype podcast. I am Sascha Block, IT architect in Hamburg and your host on the Rock the Prototype podcast. Today, we get to know Vuetify, a very popular UI framework for Vue.js and Nuxt. With its extensive component library, Vuetify offers developers a wealth of designs and styles that comply with Google's material design guidelines. With Vuetify, you as a developer can quickly and easily create responsive and theme-based apps and web applications of the highest quality. In this podcast episode, we'll give you a comprehensive and easy-to-understand overview about Vuetify. You'll learn about the benefits and key features of the front-end toolkit, and we'll show you how to use it in Nuxt or your Vue.js project. Whether you're already an experienced developer or a beginner just diving into the world of programming, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and tips for developing a modern web app. Get comfortable, listen to us on your way to work or at the gym, and let's explore together how we can make web apps user-friendly, robust, and easy maintainable. Vuetify, a very popular, if not the most popular, design system for Vue.js and Nuxt. What is Vuetify? Vuetify is a framework for web-based user interfaces and provides you with a collection of predefined Vue components based on the material design principles. Thus, Vuetify enables us developers to create user-friendly and functional user interfaces with minimal effort. Why does Vuetify exist and what advantages does it offer us? In recent years, web development has evolved rapidly. With the introduction of modern frameworks like Vue.js and Nuxt, creating interactive and dynamic websites is easier than ever. But how can we assure that our web apps are not only functional, but also aesthetically pleasing, user-friendly, and easily maintainable? That's where Vuetify comes in. In this podcast episode, we start with the basics and show you how to integrate Vuetify with Vue.js and Nuxt. As usual, you can follow the development of our web app Nuxt the Prototype step by step. You can find the complete source code in our GitHub repository. The biggest learning effect for you will be if you start directly with us in the web development and code yourself. You can easily follow the setup and the individual development steps with our YouTube tutorials and our source code. Understanding the basics of Vuetify. Vue.js and Nuxt have established themselves extremely quickly as powerful solutions for web apps, and Vuetify conveniently extends our capabilities. Using JavaScript and TypeScript respectively, Vue.js and Nuxt provide us with the basic technology to create interactive user interfaces in a responsive and dynamic way. These technologies mainly handle the data binding process, the synchronization between the document object model, DOM for short, and the underlying data model of the application. Through directives like vbind and vmodel, we can easily bind data to DOM elements and changes are automatically reflected by the web app. Let's make this clear with a simple example. Imagine you want to give your users the ability to adjust the font size of a section of text in your web app. This is also a step in favor of the accessibility of our web app. Especially people with visual impairments or elderly people, and at the same time at higher resolutions, this feature will provide your users with more comfort. With traditional methods and technologies, implementing such features can require lots of additional code. You would need to monitor the current value of the font size, detect input from the user, adjust the value accordingly, and bring the result back to the user's interface. With Vue.js and Vuetify, this process is made much easier. With just a few lines of code, especially the use of directives like vmodel, we can create an instant responsive binding between the input tool, be it a slider or buttons, and the displayed text. As soon as the user changes the input, the text adjusts in real time. This is just a small example of how Vue.js and Vuetify help developers save time while creating powerful and user-friendly features. If you want to deepen your knowledge in a practical way, we recommend you to program this yourself. Of course, you can have a look at my solution at any time. Have a look at the code in our GitHub repo. You can find the link in the show notes. You can also look directly into the font size adjust-a-vue component and see how I implemented the functionality with Vue.js and Vuetify. I recommend you try for yourself how efficient and elegant Vue.js and Vuetify are in practice. Check out the code, experiment with us, and leave us your feedback or questions directly via GitHub or best in our Discord community. I'm eager to hear your thoughts. This automation not only reduces the amount of code required, but also minimizes errors in the source code because we don't have to constantly worry about manually ensuring that our user interface always reflects the current state of the data. This underlying principle of Vue.js and Nuxt provides a seamless interaction with the user. Changes are always reflected in real time, making the experience in our web app much more intuitive and faster for users. But despite all these strengths, there are some limitations. Design and styling. While Vue.js and Nuxt provide us with the mechanisms to control the flow of data in our application, they only care to a limited extent about the look and feel of our user's interface. We often have to create the design and styling from scratch or supplement it with third-party libraries. Component library. While Vue.js and Nuxt allow us to create our own reusable components, they lack a comprehensive standard library for common UI elements such as buttons, forms, navigation bars, etc. Integration with Nuxt. Nuxt, the framework for Vue.js, extends Vue with server-side rendering, routing, and other features, But again, there is a gap in creating custom, consistent, and responsive UIs across pages and layouts. This is where Vuetify comes in. Vuetify is a UI framework built especially for Vue.js and based on the principles of material design. It provides solutions with compelling benefits for the challenges just mentioned. Design consistency. With Vuetify, developers have access to a variety of pre-built yet customizable components that all follow material design guidelines. This means less time spent on design decisions and more consistent user experience. Comprehensive component library, from buttons to dialog boxes to complex data tables. Vuetify offers a rich set of components that can be easily integrated into Vue applications. Seamless integration with Nuxt. We can easily integrate Vuetify in our Nuxt projects, allowing us to directly take advantage of server-side rendering while creating stunning user interfaces. The idea behind using Vuetify in our Nuxt app project is to facilitate the development of a responsive layout with compelling usability and responsive color scheme using standardized UX elements. With Vuetify, we can benefit from an extensive collection of pre-built components. This means we don't have to create everything from scratch, but we can use proven, tested, and optimized building blocks. This saves time and ensures that the user experience is consistent across devices and screen sizes. If you take a closer look at the commits in our Nuxt, the prototype GitHub repo, you'll discover commits to the Vue router typings and the TypeScript configuration. For those wondering why this is important, TypeScript is a strictly typed superset language of JavaScript. By defining types in our source code, we can avoid in advance many common errors that might arise in pure JavaScript. If you want to learn more about the background of elementary web technologies, be sure to check out our episode, The Invisible Force Behind Modern Web Applications, Why JavaScript Engines Are So Powerful. With types, for example, we can assure that a function always receives the correct data and also returns the expected data. Vue router typings extend these benefits to Vue router. This means that our navigation logic and structure is more precisely defined and secure. The result? A more robust application that is more resistant to bugs and unexpected behaviors. By integrating these technologies in our project, we are leveraging best practices and modern tools to build a reliable, scalable, and maintainable application. And that's what we are always about on Rocks the Prototype podcast: learning, growing, and taking our IT projects to the next level with the best resources available. One of the things I really love about open source projects is the community behind them. Each of us regularly comes to a point where we can't get ahead ourselves. Either we focus too much on a solution that we ourselves think is right and therefore find it all the more difficult to recognize our own mistakes, or we simply missing some basic information from our current perspective. This also happens to me on a regular basis. That's why I'm all the more pleased that both Nuxt and Vuetify offer reliable and especially friendly support in a short period of time. Again, you can track when and with what I received support from Daniel Rowe via our Nuxt the Prototype GitHub repo, or how I helped sharpen the Get Started doc on integrating Vuetify into Nuxt together with Andrew Henry. So at this point, a big thank you to these three strong and active communities: Vue.js, Nuxt, and Vuetify. It is only with the help of the resources they have made readily available that we ultimately find our development process so easy. Only if we understand open source as a joint team effort and are willing to share our knowledge can we realize the full power and potential behind this movement. Open source goes beyond just sharing code. It creates a community of like-minded people working together on a vision and benefiting from each other's experiences and insights. Every contribution, be it a line of code, documentation, or simply reporting a bug, adds strength and diversity to the project. At its core, it's about learning together, growing together, and creating an ecosystem where innovation is not only encouraged, but shared. If we internalize this approach and actively promote it ourselves, we not only open up new opportunities in software development, but also have the chance to make a lasting and positive impact on the entire developer community. Open source is therefore much more than just a method of software development. It is a philosophy, a movement, and most importantly, an opportunity to create great things together, always learning from each other. What does the Vuetify component library offer us? The Vuetify library aims to offer us the convenience of a complete suite of high-quality components for Vue.js and Nuxt. The elementary bases are the layouts and the grid system. Vuetify offers an extensive grid system so that we can easily design responsive layouts in any desired form. Navigation. From app bars to site navigations to tabs. Vuetify allows us to seamlessly implement these and many other navigation elements. Forms, input fields, sliders, down lists, and more, everything you need for interactive forms can be found there. Notifications, snack bar, toasts, and dialogue can be used to make user feedback and notifications appealing. So we can use the vSnackbar component to display a short message to the user. And presenting data is also easy thanks to Vuetify. Components such as tables, carousels, and maps offer a variety of ways to present data. Icons and graphics, integrated material design icons, and support for more icon sets. Lastly, the advanced UI components come to mind. Calendars, time pickers, parallax effects, and more. All this is just a small glimpse into the diversity of Vuetify. The framework is constantly evolving, and the community behind it ensures that it always keeps its fingers on the pulse. Outlook. What's next for our prototype? We will intensify the use of Vuetify components. This will allow us to dive deeper into the library and integrate more components into our application. Likewise, next we'll dedicate ourselves to optimizing the design. Using Vuetify's theming system, we want to further customize the design of our app. And finally, we will also extend our app functionality and introduce new features and models into our app, supported by Vuetify components. As open source enthusiasts, we'll work closely with and learn from the Vue.js, Nuxt and Vuetify community in all of this and also contribute on our part. I hope our look at Vuetify in this Rocks a Prototype podcast episode showed you how powerful web applications are built. And the best part? We're far from finished. In future episodes, we'll continue to take you on the development journey of our web app. By the way, you always have a direct line to us via our Discord server. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and contribute your own ideas. We are happy about every active contribution to the design. More details, links, and information can be found in the show notes and, of course, on our website www.rock-the-prototype.com. Whether you've been coding for years or just starting your development career, you'll find your place at Rock's a Prototype. Now it's time to stick with it. Subscribe to the podcast and rock the world of prototyping and software development with us. Feedback is worth its weight in gold. So if you have any suggestions, questions, or tips, feel free to get in touch. And if you like our podcast, I'd be thrilled to get your positive review and personal comment. Thanks for giving us your ear. We'll hear you again in the next episode of the Rock the Prototype podcast. Your Sascha Block.